Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
Amongst Friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, America. America, good evening. Welcome to Wednesday nights, our usual Wednesday nights, and Amongst Friends radio talk show. Tonight, we're going to talk about something that basically everyone feels that they have, feels that they want, and to a certain extent, feel what they need. So we're going to talk about soulmates tonight, boys and girls. Tonight's topic is soulmates. So before we get started, I want to send a shout out to my co-host. We got Deaf Jeff in the house, and also we got D-Rob, a.k.a. D. Robinson, in the house. Everybody say hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey.
Funny. So, as usual, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget QB in the house. Oh, okay. I just want to say that.
Who?
QB.
Oh, me. Oh, hey. I didn't say who I was. Hey, everybody, it's Q. I'm going to be hosting tonight. And, hey, America. As usual, if you want to call in and listen in and tell us your whole idea, call us at 770-683-2662. Or you can hit us on our website, blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you could do what most of the Amongst family do. We're on Facebook, and our Facebook group name is called Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So just go into the search engine, type in Amongst Friends, y'all see us, y'all come on in and join in on the fun. So let's get started, boys and girls. Tonight's topic is soulmates. So do soulmates, is there such a thing as soulmates? Do they exist? And we're also going to talk about, you know, the pros and cons, the truths, and the myths concerning soulmates. So let's get on with the show. Now, first of all, let's give the definition of a soulmate. So the definition of a soulmate is a person who you have a deep and natural affinity, friendship, love, intimacy, sexuality, spirituality, and or compatibility. Do we need to say that again, what the definition is? I think
yeah.
We do. So get your pens and pencils and papers, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go over the definition of a soulmate again. Definition of a soulmate is a person who you have a feeling of deep and natural affinity, friendship, love, intimacy, sexuality, spirituality, and or compatibility. That's a lot of traits to have in one person. So let's go by the numbers. Okay? Now according to January 11th of the Marist Poll, MARISTPOLL, Here we go. Um, 73% of Americans believe that they are destined to find their soulmate. 73% of Americans. Okay? Now, of that 73% America, 74% of the men believe, while 71% of the women believe that they'll find their soulmate, which I find astonishing because I thought it was going to be the total way around, like 95% women would think they found their soulmate, and like 50% of men would think they found theirs. Okay. Also of that 73%, 79% under the age of 45, while 69% of those over 45 think that they will find their soulmate. So enough with the numbers and stuff. So I'm going to ask America and ask the co-hosts, do you believe that such thing as a soulmate exists? And if so, why? Who want to be first? Deidre, Jeff. Deidre, you know ladies, what? You go first since you're the sister. Ladies first. What
ladies
do you think?
First.
Yes, I believe in soulmates.
Okay, why?
Because I believe.
Do you think there's somebody out there who's 100% compatible with you on a consistent daily basis?
Absolutely.
Poor baby, lost soul. So, and why do you think so, Boo Boo? You think there's everybody out there for somebody?
Absolutely.
That's all you got, just absolutely.
Well, it appears that you want to already call me a lost soul, and it appears that you already
I just want you to explain.
Yeah.
If you think so, explain why. Why do you think so?
Because God knew me before he created me in the womb, and my steps are ordered. Life is predestined, so there is someone out there for me.
Really? Okay. Okay. Jeff?
So what would be the purpose of going and sharing all of why I believe what I believe if you've already conceived in your head with all your little facts and all your little notes and references that are going to go in your favor? What's the point of me saying anything? So let y'all just roll it all out. I mean, y'all did say before the show started, let's go mess up some folks in their thoughts about soulmates.
You know, first of all, I don't appreciate you telling our business out there before the show comes on. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we are amongst friends, so I figured that everybody should have a full understanding of what the heck y'all are going to do. So, have at
Yo, how about this amongst friends? DJ, when I see you, I'm putting you in a headlock.
Exactly. Exactly.
Amongst friends, that. but getting back to the topic of... getting back to the topic of the evening, dealing with the rhetoric regarding soulmates, I would have to say, by the hairs of my chinny chin chin, that soulmates do not exist. I try to do that in my best Maury Povich fashion. No, I feel that basically soulmates do not exist. I feel that when it comes to the idea of a soulmate, that people can come close to something resembling having a soulmate. But, of course, teamwork makes the dream work. And if the dream is that relationship in which, you know, you have two people in it who are communicating, who are loving, who are giving, putting their best foot forward in a relationship, trying to minimize arguments, and just happy with one another because they are happier with themselves, you can come close. You can come very close to the soulmate situation. But, yeah, that King James version story, fairy tale that Dee was talking about, which is why she really can't give too much into it except for the one-word answers, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that right there. So sorry. You looking for that? Yeah. Good luck.
Just because, well, Lori is your soulmate.
But see, the main thing, if everybody has the soul, it has a soulmate. And this is me thinking out of the box. If everybody has a soulmate, and basically everybody has met their soulmate, the divorce rate wouldn't be nowhere it is now. Because if your soulmate is technically, it's somebody that you're compatible with, and you want to you're married, and you want to spend the rest of your days with.
Okay, but just because I'm compatible with them, and I want to spend the rest of my days with them, it does not mean that there are not some folks out there who are greedy as shit and want more than one piece of the pie. They want their piece of the pie, your piece of the pie, and any other pie that's going to be offered to them.
Okay, but the main word that sticks out to me when you say when the person says soulmate is compatibility. And
okay.
You know, compatibility, and like I said, friendship and love. There's no way in the world a person is 100% compatible with another person. That simply, in my opinion, does not exist.
Why not?
Simply of the fact, because as people, as a people, we all got shit with us.
Okay, I'm trying
we
to understand.
We all got shit with us. So, and most people don't have no desire to deal with like a person's shortcomings. They don't. They don't want to deal with it. They want to just, you know, action on the good parts, and do away with the bad parts. If you're accepting of someone, you have to take the good and the bad. That's compatibility.
And so you're saying that the majority of the relationships out here today, that's not the case.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. No, I don't
think so. You're saying that when you look at the relationships that are surrounding you currently.
Okay.
The majority of those relationships, there is no compatibility. They're only taking.
No,
that's what you're saying.
I wouldn't say this.
Well, see, because I'm trying to get your span of reference, because you can't speak about everybody in the world because you don't know about everybody in the world. So let's go with the people that you know around you in your scope of influence or your circle of friends.
I think what happens, Deidre, is that, you know, during... It all depends on how bad they want the relationship. You know, some people,
you're adding some additional things into this whole factor. And my question to you is, in your scope of friends, the relationships that you see, are you saying that these people don't take the good with the bad?
You can't answer that with a yes or no, because
how do we have the conversation? I want to know what the majority is. Is the majority yes or is the majority no?
You can't just say it's a yes or no thing. You can't say it's a yes or no thing, because it is not that cut and dry. Compromise.
Either they're willing to accept somebody for who they are, accept the good and the bad, or they aren't. It is very black and white.
I would like to offer...
Go ahead and offer.
That there is a mythological, fairy tale-ish connotation that has attached itself to soulmates. And because of that, you have... you know, people get in, you know, they get glossy-eyed when they see certain individuals, or they get really happy when they see certain individuals, because they feel that this is their time for them to be Sir Lancelot, for them to be the chick with the glass slipper. You know, they feel it's their time, and a lot of times it can fall short because, you know, you don't look at the person in front of you objectively as you probably should, so that you can decide whether or not this person is worth the work that needs to go into a relationship to get you close to saying that person is your soulmate. So, DJ, when you kind of threw out there your little somewhat close to biblic reference to the, well, I say biblic because it sounded like it was kind of churchy, but I don't know if that's where you was going, but that's where it kind of sounded. But when you threw that out there, that, of course, hit home for me, because I know that some people, they do that. The Mr. Dude stands in front of this chick and, yo, he's gorgeous, oh my goodness, but he got like crazy flaws that she don't even take the necessary time to find out. She's all or nothing, and then it's like a year later this stuff starts coming out, and she could have known in the first 3 months that the situation was there. Same thing flipping for the dude. Oh my gosh, she looked good in the club. She looked like Alice the Goon in the morning, but he looks past that and keeps on going, and then she starts dropping other stuff out the closet that she got with her, and he tries to look past it, thinking that it's a situation that can balance itself out, maybe. So when you have that situation, that fairy tale thing, and you're going with that, and you're not putting in the work, to me, that's where the problem comes in. And it's like, oh, I thought they were my soulmate, or I wanted them to be my soulmate. It seems like they're not. And people want to boohoo and cry, and the violins are there. And,
okay, wait. So are you saying that if a person is open, objective, you know, removing the rose-colored glasses that are apparently on certain people when the right dude or the right chick walks into the room, are you saying that if we were an objective people, that soulmates could be possible? But because we're so superficial as a people, quote-unquote, it's not possible?
I'm saying that yes, well, to what you just said, yes and no. Yes and no.
Okay.
You can take the, trust me, you can see some dude out there and he could be the height you want, the looking like the Rock, got the chiseled body, he got the nice car, he's, you know, well-mannered. You can take him just about anywhere. He don't dress. When he's dressed, he don't embarrass you, stuff like that. You can have all of that. And if both of you are willing to put in the work, then you can both possibly come to a point in a relationship where you can possibly say, this person is my soulmate. But a lot of people jump to conclusions very quick to say that somebody is their soulmate.
Okay, but I'm sorry. All I'm hearing, though, Jeff, is if people were more realistic in their pursuit or in their dealings with the opposite sex, the concept of soulmate is very doable or it's possible. What's throwing you off? This is what I'm thinking. I'm hearing. I could be wrong, but it's that whole fairy tale lifestyle that cuts off soulmates for you. Ultimately, that's what I'm hearing.
Yes, because I've seen it in action. I've been the shoulder to cry on because of that action.
Okay. Well, see, but that to me would mean that because of, you know, just like what I was saying with Q before, is that in your scope of reference, because of the mindset of the people that are with you and how they view relationships as a whole, whether it be because of what they've seen when they were younger, because of the hype that's, you know, displayed on TV, the stories that we read when we were kids, the whole Disney thing is skewed. And it's skewed a lot of people. And because of your frame of reference, you don't think soulmates are possible, the way of people thinking. Doesn't necessarily mean that soulmates are not possible. It's just that based on how people think and view relationships, it's not going to happen. Because their soulmate could be standing right next to them, but because of their skewed view on relationships, they pass that person up.
Yep.
Okay. Q, I just want you to know, whether y'all realize it or not, soulmates for two, so not soulmate is zero. Okay, let's go, Q. Come on. Let's go. Woo! This is getting good. All right. Okay, well, there are, okay, so now that we know that it's more of a personal seen and views and relationships and stuff like that, that's the problem. I feel a lot better.
The reason why I'm saying hold up is because we don't believe that there is a blanket statement that can be used for soulmate, do we?
Well, see, but I've never said that it was a blanket statement. So if I believe, so let's just say, you know, I'll say that even as a young child, I've always believed that there was someone out there for me who would be able to endure the uniqueness of Deidre. I've always believed that. However, in my younger years, I believe that I did have on the rose-colored glasses because I was looking for maybe something physical, or was looking for someone to be a replica of my grandfather. So if at any point in time I've met my soulmate and I put all of those preconceived notions in my head on what my soulmate is supposed to look like and what he's supposed to do and all this kind of stuff, I could have possibly, you know, just overlooked my soulmate altogether because I was looking for a certain thing. I wasn't looking to take the good or the bad. It was, I need you to have this, and if you're going to do XYZ, KJL, and ZXY, yeah, you
but
can kick rock. I'm just saying.
Deidre.
What?
If you already have a soulmate, you wouldn't have to say, I want A, B, C, D, E, F, D, because he will already know that you want it and would try to ascertain those qualities
okay,
that you're looking for.
Okay, and he could be trying to ascertain those things, Hugh, but if I'm not looking at him, if I'm not seeing him because I already have an image of who he should be in my head and he doesn't meet up to that, I'm not giving him a chance. Doesn't mean he's not my soulmate. It's just that, as Jeff said earlier, I have a skewed view.
And when it comes to that, you know, I think people, the majority, have a skewed view, and I say that because, you know, when you meet someone, you're not thinking long term. You may think long term if you know what the relationship evolves, but initially, that's what kind of bothers me. It's like people, when they meet somebody, when they meet the physical essence of the person, you'll say, well, that's my soulmate. After only like a 5-minute conversation, that's my soulmate. That's him or that's her.
Okay, but just because their people are immature or and they've not come to a full realization of, okay, you have skewed thinking. Just like I evolved, I've changed over the years. I'm, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. I can see clearly now. Just because I couldn't see clearly when I was younger, now that I am, it doesn't mean that soulmates don't exist because I was closed-minded. That just means that I was not ready to accept it. Did I lose y'all? I mean, because Jeff, what you got? Okay. So, since I got the floor, I'm just going to say that soulmates are possible. And that's...
Oh, hold on. You're going to say what?
Huh?
You're going to say what?
Well, you cut me off. I was about to say, you know, soulmates are... Soulmates exist. It just may be that sometimes we're not ready for them.
If you make the correct decision in the first place to be with God,
mm-hmm.
and then you make the decision to go ahead and put the work in to make the relationship work for the both of you, however it needs to work for the both of you, and be down with that, thick and thin, day in, day out, you can come close. You can come close to realizing that you are with your soulmate. But the fairy tale of just meeting somebody and knowing it's your soulmate, that does not happen. The idea that you're just sitting by the wayside waiting for your soulmate to come talk to you and that's going to start your relationship situation, that is a falsehood. That just does not happen. A lot of people get lucky, but then there's also decisions that need to be made in order for you to realize that. But then, like I said, you come close because a soulmate, sort of what, so if we're going by the definition that Q gave, that person is dead on compatible, and you can ride the wheels, you can ride until the wheels fall off on that one. And in my eyes, that would be till death do us part. That's no argument. That's no cheating. That's no arguing mother-in-laws, nothing like that. That is to death do you part. So that means through all of that other stuff or all of that other stuff or any other stuff, you there. That's the soulmate thing to me. And like you said, if that was the case, then a lot of people, he is right, the divorce rate would not be what it is, because it would be a look. You cheat on me.
Here's the thing: the whole argument or the whole point of this show, quote unquote, is y'all trying to dispute the fact of whether or not soulmates exist. But you're not doing that. What you're actually doing is saying soulmates do exist. However, because of the skewed mindsets of the people, they don't even realize the soulmate in front of them because they're looking for the fairy tale scenario, or they're looking for the perfect situation. They don't want to accept the good and the bad. And if that's what y'all are saying, y'all are not disputing that soulmates could exist. Y'all are actually kind of confirming it. You're just saying that people are skewed in their views of a relationship. That's all I'm hearing. I'm not hearing y'all giving me some valid arguments that soulmates don't exist.
It is. I guess this is one of those situations where there's a fine line. So in the situation of soulmate, that we all know that a lot of people believe that the soulmate situation is out there. We are saying that does not exist. I'm saying that if you make the right decisions, you can come close to calling somebody a soulmate, but what you're really putting your work into is you're putting your relationship into making that relationship work. I did not say that that makes that person a soulmate. I said that gets you close to what some people might be able to say is a soulmate. But if somebody in that relationship does not put the work in, then you do not have a soulmate.
Okay.
So it's a fine line. We're talking about.
No.
I guess we're talking about.
No. I still don't see that as a fine line. I mean, okay, unless what you're saying, if you're defining a soulmate as someone who is, I guess I have to get y'all's definition of what a soulmate, are you expecting a soulmate to be perfect? So you meet this person, they get you, everything is smooth, everything is good, y'all connect on sex, y'all connect on your views, y'all have fun with this.
No. We are saying there's not a person like that. We are saying you get into a relationship, you find out who this person is, and then you deal or you don't. And that makes for the relationship that you have or you don't. We're saying that there is no soulmate out there who's going to do that. I'm saying that you can come close, but you got to be able to put the work in.
That don't make no sense to me.
Okay.
There is someone out there specifically that can deal with everything that Jeff is.
And I disagree.
Will you let me finish my statement since you done been quiet all
the
time? So just hush.
It's not my fault right now.
Anywho, let me finish. What I'm saying is there is someone out there who is willing to accept you and all of your Quentin goodness, all of your Jeff goodness, and all of Deidre's goodness. Now, will this person come in being accepting and all of these things from the giddy up? No, because we are an evolving people. On top of us being an evolving people, we were raised in different scenarios. We've gone through different experiences. And so when you come together, there has to be a meshing so that you can be connected sexually. You love this person for the good and the bad and all of these kinds of things. But, yes, there is someone out there specifically built to handle all of Q and his shit, all of Jeff and his shit.
No, they're not.
And
no, they're not.
All of Deidre. Yes, it is.
I disagree.
Well, come on.
I'm looking at the definition over and over again. Based on the definition of what we said was a soulmate, affinity, friendship, love, intimacy, sexuality, spirituality, and or compatibility. It's Deidre. That pretty much describes the perfect person for you.
And here's the thing. There is a perfect person for me. Now, there may not be a perfect person that these people are creating, like this perfect woman. The perfect woman has long hair or a fat ass and big tits, and she can go all night in the bed, and she can give head like this and all this kind of stuff. But because I'm an individual, all of those things don't work for me. But there is a specific woman or a specific man that will meet all of those things for the individual that I am. Jeff and all his quirkiness, Lori got that. Q and all of his quirkiness and bullshit and all other kinds of things, Lena got that. There is someone specifically out there for the individual that you are. Now, the key is, will you be open enough to accept it?
I would say yes, a loud and resounding yes. Hello.
Okay. And so
a loud and resounding yes, because if I already know what I seek in a person, once I run across that, I'm going to snatch her up fast and you can shake a stick.
Okay. So, again, just like I was saying to Jeff earlier, just because people's mindsets are skewed does not take away that you have a soulmate. It's people's skewed view. I'm going to keep saying it over and over again.
Okay.
I'm not
Where is my amongst friends, family out there who has an opinion on this issue? Like Jeff, like Joey needs to call in right now and be like, this is my input right now. And you can call in at 760-683-2662. Q ain't going to take over your host. This evening, so I'm going to let you go on and run the show. All right.
Okay. So, early in the show, we had talked about there were certain myths about soulmates. So, I found four myths. So, ladies and gentlemen, before I do the four myths, call us 760-683-2662. Hit us up on our website, blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends, or you can hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. So, here we go, peoples. The top four myths about soulmates and their relationship. Y'all have to excuse me. Whew, I had to do some stuff right quick. So, here we go. Top four myths about soulmates and their relationships. Number one, when you meet your soulmate, you will end up marrying that person. That's a myth. Don't believe that crap. It's not true.
Wait. When you meet your soulmate.
When you meet your soulmate, you will end up marrying that person. That's a myth. It's not a myth.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. If we're going by the standard definition of what you read twice early on in the conversation,
uh-huh.
This person is, we have compatibility, we have love, we have sexuality, we have spirituality, we are friends. Why would I marry?
Why would you want to marry a person? Sorry, Jack.
That's all right, go ahead.
Why would you want to marry a person who has basically the same traits as you? It's like marrying yourself.
No.
Would you want to?
No. Just because. No. Wait. Hold up. Just because we. Okay, see, now you done got me all confused over again. So we click sexually, which means that when we have sex, while you may do some shit I ain't never done before, I'm digging it. But there's some stuff that I like that you like, so we're incorporating the two. So, okay, bam, let's check that off the list. Then
why
when
are you always talking about sex all the time, man?
No, will you let me? I'm going down the line. Gosh dang. We can communicate. When I talk to you, you're doing active listening. You're actually hearing what I'm saying, and we're actually moving forward, and we have resolutions rather than just a continual cycle of arguments. Communication is good. Okay, I can talk to this person. This person understands my feelings. Check. That's a good thing. Spirituality. I love the Lord. He loves the Lord. I go to church. He ain't concerned with the church. But guess what? Our core beliefs are the same. That's a check. Wait, hold up. Let's review. Sexually, we're good. We can communicate, and spiritually, we're on the same page. Now, we ain't the same person, but we do meet in the middle, and that's good. Okay, why don't I want to marry this person? Oh, let's go. Are we compatible?
Here's just Deidre wondering. Deidre.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Here is where the fairy tale meets the real world. Because you have, in that situation that you're just speaking of, everything is checked off, meaning everything is right for what you believe.
I'm going down the list of what a soulmate is, reading the definitions of how this person clicks. I ain't said nothing about this is how I want. I specifically said, okay, I use sexuality first. He's doing some different shit I ain't never done before. I may be used to be doing this shit over here. We come together, we merge. That doesn't mean it's perfect. That means we got to work on it. So what the hell are you talking about?
While you were talking, you made part of your conversation was, and why would I?
No, I'm saying but I'm coming off of the myth. You're saying when you meet your soulmate, you don't end up marrying them. But if they're my soulmate, we're compatible, we have all of these good things. Why wouldn't I want to marry them?
You have all of those good things in common, yes. But there is nothing, nowhere, that says that two people who have all that should get married as an absolute. You can still have all of that and just be. You don't have to do the marriage thing. People get that. That's where a lot of people get screwed up. You can find somebody and just be. It is okay. If they make you happy and you are at a plateau and everything is working how you want it to work, you don't have to do anything else. You're at a point where you're happy. Be happy.
What you got against marriage, dude? What marriage ever do to you?
I'm married. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure
out. So, I don't.
Yeah, what the hell?
I know, but Deidre, I'm saying that from but Deidre, I'm speaking from a place where I know several couples who have crossed over into married life, and it did not work for them.
Well, maybe
and
they
I hear
were.
Them talk, and I, I hear them talk all the time about, yo, I remember the time when we were just starting out, and you know, we was a happy couple, and you know, then things changed, and then we decided, then we talked about this marriage thing, and then we went ahead and we did it. And it's just like, why didn't you just fight harder to just stay and be happy as a couple? Everything was working how you wanted it to work, and you crossed over.
Maybe
and
because
it got crazy.
Maybe because some couples think some quote unquote soulmate couples think that, you know, being happy and being not being married isn't enough. They may think that, you know what, I'm compatible, you know, me and you, we're a one yoke. Let's make this final. Let's take it to the place where it needs to be. Let's get married. And you know, marriage brings on a whole new different dynamic. Not good, not bad, but different. And you may have, things may get skewed during the marriage. Because one, you know, and one of the things that this doesn't even cover is finance. Finance is one of the main reasons why marriages go to hell. There's always, I mean, there's the cheating, there's infidelity, there's other stuff too, but it's all, but finance is one of the main issues. And, you know, in some instances, that's not being discussed. And would you, if you have your soulmate, if this person is your soulmate and you make double what he does, do you consider that person a soulmate? If he has all the traits and qualities that you have, that you prefer, but you know, you make over six figures, and he's making about half of what you're making. Will that soulmate relationship last? Excuse me, huh?
I'm sorry, I was reading a comment from one of the listeners.
And what
would
did
you
the
like
listener
to,
say?
Would you like me to share?
Sure.
This is gonna be interesting. Yeah, go ahead and share, Deidre. Go ahead and share, Deidre.
The one for you does not exist, in my opinion, but soulmates do exist. However, it isn't the romanticized or fairy tale view that we are taught or led to believe. A soulmate isn't someone who tolerates you or who can handle you, but someone who is willing to work. The same way you must work to become friends, the same way you must work to become lovers, partners, etc., you must work to become soulmates and reach one another on a spiritual level. It takes incredible work, I believe, to reach soulmate level, and I believe this can happen with more than one person. This is why people can divorce and remarry. Getting connected on a spiritual, sexual, emotional, and mental level takes work, and then individuals do not have to be carbon copies of one another. As a matter of fact, it is true that opposites attract. Again, soulmates exist, but not the one person made for you. A soulmate is not the object of perfection, but rather the product of commitment and hard work together.
with that, I understand that. Whoop-de-woo. I understand all that. But
did
so now this raises But this raises another question. Okay? So if you meet this person who puts in work, you know, does all the things that the group member said, you know, and if he puts in the work, what's the difference between a soulmate and a person what's the difference between a soulmate and a person who has all the qualities and puts in the work? Would you consider, I mean, would that person be labeled as a soulmate?
I honestly think y'all just don't like the word soulmate. I think that's what it is. I think if they called it, if they labeled it something else and the definition was pleasing to you, you wouldn't have a problem with it. But soulmate and everything that comes along with it, especially with these myths that you've lined up, y'all don't like soulmate, period. So you want to debunk it. Y'all just want to take it off the record. Don't exist. Because you don't like the word soulmate.
It's because the word comes off as kind of imaginary, like what Joe said. It's pretty much of like a Disney type of thing. You know, it's a person just you meet for a few minutes and poof, you know, I'm your soulmate
however you want to work soulmate in your head, the person that's compatible, the person that's going to put in the work, if that fits for you, then let's go with that, whatever that definition is.
You know what? First of all, I don't like that salt you got in your voice.
I'm just saying, like, y'all really have an issue with soulmate.
You just really funky. Jesus Christ.
Call on me.
Okay, let's go on with the myth. So myth number one is when you meet your soulmate, you end up marrying that person. Myth number two, you only have one soulmate, and he or she is your ideal lover.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go with that being the myth?
See, here's the thing. See, you done chose these myths, and I think the person who wrote all of these myths, they need to sit down on the couch of the amongst friends couch so that they can be schooled in what a soulmate is and is not, because this is crazy. So,
okay.
One of our listeners said, a soulmate is the same as my ride or die chick or my man for life. Soulmates are real, but it's how you perceive it.
Okay, you're right. It's how you perceive it. Okay. It's how you perceive it. If you know. myth number three. Where is myth number three? Myth number three is soulmates relationships are always blissfully happy because they met the one.
That's a
Can
person
that's
who
a
sounds
Mr.
like they have a skewed view on relationships. Because relationships are not blissfully happy. That is a myth. But that person has relationships.
Blissfully happy is that can be a perspective coming from that can happen for two people. It can just happen for one person in a relationship. I've been lonely for 2 years, and now I'm in this relationship, and it's brand new and it's working. Yeah, you might have one person who's blissfully happy.
Okay, myth number four. We all agree that that's a myth. Okay, myth number four. One can't feel complete in their relationship unless they have met their soulmate.
Wait,
can
you all
agree
up,
that's true too?
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Myth number four. What you
myth
say?
Number four. Myth number four. A person cannot feel complete in their relationship unless they have met their soulmate.
Yep, I've heard that before.
Is that skewed? Deidre?
I don't know.
What the hell?
Huh?
You don't know. Come on.
Huh?
Hold up, hold up. Let me read this. A person cannot feel complete in their relationship unless they have. Yeah, that's a myth.
With the... Jesus Christ. Okay. So, America, we have like 30 minutes left in this show. For all of those who are posting in our group, thank you with your opinions, whether you agree with Jeff and I or, you know, your enemy and agreeing with Deidre. So we have 30 minutes, well, less than 30 minutes, actually. So if you want to call in, here's the number, 760-683-2662. You can find this also on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or you could join us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends Online Radio Talk Show. So we did with the myths. So now,
can I just say that regardless of what Jeff is saying tonight, he actually agrees with me. But yeah, I just want to put that out there.
That I agree with you.
Yeah, because you're basically saying the same thing that I'm saying. Sorry, dude.
No.
Go ahead, Q.
I'm not.
Yeah, y'all put this in the front of y'all are going to bring down soulmates. Okay, the point still exists that they exist. So, come on.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Okay, so now we deal with the myths. So now let's talk about truths about soulmate relationships. So, America, get your pens and pencils ready. We have seven truths about soulmate relationships.
Wait, hold up. Q has seven truths. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Truth number one. A soulmate is a member of your soul group. So
a
what
soulmate,
does that
wait,
mean?
A soulmate is a member of your soul group?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? I don't even
That's
know
what
that
I said.
Means. How is that a truth?
Okay.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Okay, then it means that it may be someone that you've already cool with and don't even know it.
Okay,
but
that's because you have a skewed view of relationships, so you wouldn't be as open.
It's not skewed.
It's skewed. I'm looking for a specific thing, and I don't see you standing next to me because I'm looking for a specific thing. My view is skewed. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What's number two?
Soulmate truth number two.
Wait, let's go back. Jeff, do you agree with soulmate truth number one?
Soulmates don't exist. I don't even know what it, I don't even know why we're going over this list.
Oh, so now, okay, so I just want to say that when I go back and review the show tonight, where it says that when you say that it's a possibility that there are soulmates, I'm going to cut it, splice it, and I'm going to post it because you're conflicting what you're saying. That makes me believe that you don't know what the hell a soulmate is. It could be possible. It could not be possible. Okay, soulmate truth number two. Let's go, Q.
Soulmate number two. I mean, soulmate truth number two. A soulmate can be a family member, friend,
what?
Or even colleague.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a truth.
What is it?
So if you put the work in with Uncle Larry, teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah,
this is the thing. Uh-uh. This is the thing. Uh-uh. Most people think that a soulmate is a member of is a member of the opposite sex and is just
so
like
you
said, how it gets
that
cute.
My girlfriend is my soulmate? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. No, Lord, no.
Deidre, for an example, when you go out with your girlfriends or you go out with girls, your female friends that are in your inner circle, based on the definition of what we said earlier was a soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
So do those females...
No.
And I'm not saying that they see you as a loving companion.
Mm-mm.
But they may What you mean no?
Because I'm just saying... If a soulmate is all of those things that you listed initially, some of the shit that my girlfriends be doing, I don't agree with at all. And the reason why it's okay is because I accept them for who they are, but I don't have to deal with that. Now, when you start talking crazy and all this kind of stuff, I know when it's time to go home. And you'll have your skewed view on how things are, or you do things spiritually that I may not agree with. You may do stuff sexually that I may not agree with. You may do stuff communication-wise that I don't agree with. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I don't cuff for you. We just have different views. So, no, none of my girlfriends are my soulmates. Sorry. Next.
Okay. Soul truth number three. Soulmates have a sense of instant recognition. So.
Explain it.
Okay. And this is my definition of instant recognition.
Your spirit quickens.
Really?
Oh. Whew, that was funny to me.
Okay, we're going to do soul truth number four. Soul truth number four. And I don't know if this is on point, so I have questions about this also. So, soulmate truth number four, one can sense.
No, I was saying I didn't see soul truth number two on here. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was caught up in the.
It's okay. Soul Truth number. I mean, not Soul Truth. Soulmate Truth number 4. I got questions about this. So it says, one can sense their soulmate through time and space. That's goofy.
Huh? Who is your reference? So they on some.
I knew you was going to ask me, and I didn't write it down.
See what I'm saying?
I didn't write it down.
This is not a viable source.
Yeah, it is.
No, yeah, it's not.
How can you say it's not a reliable source? But you've been arguing me and Jeff for the past hour, you know, validating everything we had talked about. Duh.
Mm-mm. No, I ain't validated the stuff that y'all said. I think what y'all saying is whack. Come on with this number 5, because we got 7 to get to, and they getting whacker as you go.
Okay. Punch in your face. Soulmate Truth number 5, important life lessons are always attached to soulmate relationships.
What? Mm.
Read it again.
You know, you want me to tell you something?
Important life lessons are always attached to soulmate relationships.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Number 6. Soulmates are rarely easy to find. Now, that doesn't make any sense. Because
soulmates.
Soulmates are rarely easy to find. That doesn't make any sense. Because it says in the second one that it could be a family member, friendship, friend, or colleague. Now I'm saying it is rarely easy to find. It doesn't make any damn sense.
I'm going to say this just one more time. And I know America is tired of me saying, but your source is not
reliable. Say what?
Your source is not credible.
Okay, number 7 and the last one so we can be done with this. Here we go, America. You feel incomplete because you haven't met your soulmate means nothing. That usually means that you need to love yourself. So let me repeat this one more time. The last one. Feeling incomplete because you haven't met your soulmate means nothing. That usually means that you need to love yourself. Wow.
Okay, so here's the thing. So soulmate truth number 7 is also... Wait, hold up, America. Hold up. Is also myth number 4. A person cannot feel complete in their relationship unless they have met their soulmate.
What?
Y'all are killing me tonight. How is your truth and your myth going to be the same thing?
Deidre.
George Hello. Bush doesn't care about black people.
Y'all are killing. This was good because y'all crazy.
This was good. Well, I'm so glad you. Yeah. But you know what? One thing that I guess your whole soulmate, a relationship, it never mentions the same sex. So I guess the question is, can, well, Deidre already put it out there. She said no. But can your soulmate be the person of the same sex? Deidre says no. Jack, what you think?
I'm sorry.
Jeff doesn't think soulmate exists, so that's he already answered it. Huh?
Yeah. I don't.
So, Deidre, you don't think that your soulmate could be a person of the same sex?
Not for me.
Not for you.
Okay.
Not for
okay.
Me.
Hold on. So you're saying that, of course, because Deidre prefers men.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And,
so,
Deidre,
uh-huh.
do you have any gay or lesbian friends?
I do.
Have you talked to them about relationships?
I have.
Okay. Have they ever mentioned the soulmate thing? Deidre?
See what you did, dog? See what you did?
I apologize, America. Deidre is probably getting punched by her lesbian and gay friends because they have probably said to her that they believe in soulmates, and, you know, so she sounds a little bit crazy right now. So for Deidre to answer the question based upon her preference for men is ridiculous, yo. It's ridiculous. She should have answered the question based upon the fact that if a woman is looking for a woman to be in a relationship with, to give her all in that relationship, that it's possible that lesbian might believe in soulmates. But no, Deidre's gonna tell us for her, no.
What? You know what, I've thought about that. Can a soulmate be a person of the same sex? I don't think we can rule that out. You know, even though
we can rule what out?
You cannot rule out that if you're gonna believe in soulmates for a heterosexual relationship. And that's why Deidre said no about lesbians, because she don't know. Then you would have to give some type of percentage that lesbians and gays do have the concept, believe in the concept, and would probably stand next to Deidre saying that soulmates exist.
Okay, and so here's the thing. So while y'all don't believe, Joy doesn't believe, Joy is one of our listeners, Joy doesn't believe in the one. I do. I do believe there is one person out there specifically for me. And so if I were a lesbian, I would still believe that there is someone out there for me. So since I am a heterosexual and I prefer men, there is a man out there for me, my soulmate.
Okay.
But Deidre, you're looking at it from a sexual aspect. And
no, I'm not.
I don't think.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You just said being a heterosexual woman. There could be a heterosexual woman out there that
no.
is 100% compatible to yours.
No.
Why is that far fetched? Why is that far fetched?
Because she's not. That's not my soulmate.
Okay. So
oh my God.
So let's
So let's take Deidre and her heterosexual don't want to be with another woman ass out the equation.
Because it's
stupid. So Deidre, like I was saying to you before.
Okay, well you're the motherfucker who brought it up. So your shit was stupid for even bringing it up. We know where Deidre's staying.
Right.
What the hell?
So what up? But let me get my question out. I was going to ask you, and you're talking.
Just saying, don't come to me talking about what I like and what I don't like. I like dick. Sorry.
But no, I'm not saying.
Okay, go ahead. What I was going to ask you is,
in your talkings to your gay friends or your lesbian friends, have they ever mentioned anything about a soulmate and their talkings about relationships? Okay, so
now
moving on to my next thing. But you have talked to them about relationships.
Absolutely.
So you can kind of see where they and you to a man, them to a woman, and them to a guy to guy, girl to girl, that some of the ideologies about relationships are the same. It's just who they choose to have relationship with.
Okay.
So it's not far-fetched that the gay and lesbian community could possibly believe in soulmates.
Okay. Who was disputing it?
No, I was just throwing that out there because when you said that you, Deidre, don't see that for you, I understood that because you are not a lesbian. So, but for you to answer it that way was, I believe, incorrect. I was thinking that you should have answered it from your thoughts on the lesbian community as a whole.
Well, why would the
woman
hell
to woman
would you be trying to tell me how in the hell I'm supposed to be saying something? It's my thoughts.
Right.
I'm not understanding. I've said several times throughout the conversation, I believe that there is a specific person for each individual. I said that the whole show. So
but
I'm
you
a
also
little.
Said, but you, but Deidre,
but
you
I'm,
also
so
said.
I'm perplexed
you also said.
Why would, yeah, that for me, again speaking, I believe that there is someone for each individual. If we're speaking individually, no, a woman cannot be my soulmate because she is not the one individually for me. I don't do women.
My whole point is it has nothing to do with you being
in your opinion
intimate.
In your opinion.
In my opinion, it has nothing to do with being intimate. That may be the big misconception. We all could have, you know, that one person that's really, really cool, that's really, really compatible with us,
okay,
a member
well,
of the same
I
sex. And that doesn't
that
mean
is compatible and all, meets all of those things for you, I'll send them your way. I will most definitely do that.
Okay. Jeez. Killing me.
What the hell are we talking about that for? I don't get it.
It's almost time. Can I get
but
my closing?
You know what?
It doesn't matter. Can I get my closing argument? I would like to have my closing argument.
Go for it.
America, we got a few more minutes, and I want to say this, and this is my opinion. You might not agree with me. It's my opinion, but damn it, I'm going to say it. So here we go. And I had to write this. So my editorial concerning soulmates. America, overall, the message is clear. there is no perfect partner. Looking for perfect compatibility and a soulmate kills motivation to work at successful relationships with good partners. In the long run, adopting a belief in romantic growth and cultivation is much more rewarding, especially when it comes to developing a long-term relationships. That's all I got to say. There's no difference, in my opinion, there's no difference between a soulmate, and maybe Deidre would.
Dang, he wanted to cuss you out so bad right there, he just couldn't get the word out.
I know. Really?
You know what? The devil is a liar.
Right, he did. Like, he was fired up about the whole situation. Like, I don't get it. So let me get my ending or my closing remarks on soulmates. The fact still remains that soulmates exist. And y'all are talking about people who have skewed views on relationships. And so just because they don't look at it the right way doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Sorry. That's all I got. Y'all may not like nothing I said tonight. Soulmates still exist. Team soulmates. Yeah.
All I want to say is, ladies and gentlemen out there, we here at Amongst Friends will
don't
be
don't be speaking
at,
for all of us.
At Amongst Friends, we will be at Bar Louie on the 28th of February. It is a chance for you to come out and meet us, greet us, talk to us, see the faces that go with the voices, share a drink with us, a laugh, come take a picture, high five Q, slap Deidre on her knee, whatever the case may be. But that's what
we don't promote violence. So, you know, for those of you who want to punch me in my throat or for those of y'all who want to smack me on the booty, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might want to keep it to y'all.
The slapping on the knee was a sexual reference. You goony google. Okay. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, there is a flyer. Yeah, on our page, I just put it up with the information. So we hope that you will come out and join us. We will be there in full force, ready to meet and greet and chat it up with y'all. So come on out. So
I can't believe that you cussed me out so bad he hung up on us.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, America, good night. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, 8. Bow. Amongst friends from all up in the area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, for the ladies, for the men. Wearing the pants, fab old combo that you like. Come and